if you're not getting the kind of things you want in your life, accomplishing the kind of things you desire, it's simply that your goals are not clearly defined. And the second thing that Big Al Schrider said was the quality of what we say to prospects. So we've got quantity of prospects we talk to and the quality of what we say. If either factor is zero, we have no chance. So he had a webinar today. If anybody has an opportunity to go and watch the replay of that, his name is Tom Big Al Schrider. And that webinar was on the 2 minute presentation. The 2 minute presentation. And if we're going much over a 2 minute presentation without pointing at a third party tool, I suspect we're doing something wrong because there is such a thing as information overload. So just keep that in mind as we move into our first section this evening. I invited Joe Hovis, who attended the Prospecting and Duplication Summit with Ray and Jessica Higdon, and asked him if he would pop on and share some of the things that he learned. You know, it's a lot to learn. I think it was a 2-day event. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Joe. 3-day event, so you got to be together for 3 glorious days. And so I'd love it if you would share with the team what you learned and maybe even how you intend to apply that. Oh, I know that you'd love to see nothing more than your beautiful smiling face, but I'm going to go ahead and put a screen up there for you.
That's all and, right. I'm going to turn my camera off so I can focus on my notes. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great. Let me know if I've got the right screen pulled up, and boom. How's that look for you, Joe?
Looks good.
Okay. Well, welcome. Thank you for agreeing to share. I know it's probably not the first place you'd like to be this evening, but you're here.
Yes, absolutely. Before I get started on my notes here, I'd like to just mention that we had the Super Saturday this past weekend. And Kevin, I'd like to thank you for coming into town and Jay for being there for us. It was a great event, huge success. I'd like to thank Brad and Prissy for the opportunity meeting on Friday night. That was a great, great event, good time. And then Tuck and Laura for hosting the barbecue after the event on Saturday. Great time. The War Heaters came in town. That was nice to see them. So it was a really good time. Look forward to the next one.
Yeah, I think it turned out extremely well. It was a kind of surprise to see Kirk and Karen, but that's nice. It's nice to have Ohana come to visit.
Yeah, they had a good opportunity to come out. So I think they had a good time. They sure had some good eating, that's for sure.
Yes.
Brad and Prissy's food was amazing, and then Tuck and Laura's, good stuff. All right, well, let's jump into this because, you know, I know you guys don't want to hear me for the next 49 minutes reading my notes, so no, I'm just kidding. It's only going to seem like 49 minutes.
Well, I would recommend, by the way, folks, if you don't have a notebook and pen or pencil, I would grab it now and start taking notes.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop off some of the little sayings and phrases that I heard over the 3-day weekend from different people. And hopefully some of it will stick or ring a bell or spark something with you. Who knows? But all right, well, the summit was August 17th through the 19th. And Ray started it off, and I'm just going to jump in with the little sayings. And again, I apologize for reading all this to you, but I want to get it right. So here we go. All right, Ray said, you have to stop seeking approval and start doing the work. You aren't doing anything until you start doing the work. Right off the bat, those are hitting home with me. Stop talking about what your product or service is. Rather, tell people what it does, how it can help them. See if they are open to taking a look at your product or service, but be sure to give them an out. So you can say something, hey, you said you were having back pain. Would you be open to trying my hemp oil? If not, no big deal. I just thought I'd try to help you out with your back pain. But be sure, if they say no, to ask them if they have any friends they would refer you to that would like to get rid of their aches and pains. Kind of put that in their mind that, you know, hey, this is going to help some people. So
that's good.
All right. See if they're open to looking at a tool, either your video or your website. You know, we talk about the tools and everything, pointing people to the tools. That's hugely important. But again, be sure to give them an out. If they do check out your tool that you pointed to, ask them what they liked about it. If their response is positive, say to them, sounds like you're ready to join or get started, either or. Don't phrase it in a question. Make it a statement. And then don't say anything until they say something. That gives them the opportunity to think about what you've said and ponder what they're going to do.
I like, if I can intercede for just a second.
Sure. You're
both. I like the sounds like you're ready to get started, because more than join, because sometimes people are afraid of joining something, but to get started is now you can show them the path to getting started. What are the easy steps to getting them started along their Gemini path?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Let's see. Don't add additional information to the process if it's moving forward. In other words, don't muddy the water. If things are moving forward, don't keep adding stuff to it. And by all means, when someone agrees to join or get started with you, stop talking and selling. Move to getting their information and start the sign-up process. So many people mess up a deal by continuing to talk. Someone wants to get started with you, get started. All right, here's a section that really, people that know me know this is me. Planning versus action. Quit planning and start taking action. Make it happen. Let people see your action, not hear your plans. As you know, I talk all the time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's time for me to take action. But you can just start small and build using your actions. Inspire people with your actions. You want to build a team of culture with loving kindness and appreciation. Appreciate others. Make them feel good. Let people leave feeling appreciated. Recognize your team members for accomplishments, even small ones, so they feel like they're part of the team. A happy and appreciated team will grow faster with that kind of culture.
Did he give any examples of what that appreciation would look like? Is it in the form of... the reason I ask is so many of those that are on the call tonight and that are on in our team do such an incredible job of recognizing others, upline, sideline, downline, crossline, doesn't matter what kind of line. Did he give any suggestions? I know Jessica's big on the social media side, but
yes, she is. His suggestions were a lot of what our people, our team members are already doing, the Gemini people and the Gemini culture. I mean, we have that instilled in us, but for the new people, I just wanted to put that out there. I think everybody in Gemini does a really fantastic job of recognizing people already, but
I agree.
Keep that going. All right. The next thing he talked about was the Larry Thompson rule. For those of you who don't know who Larry Thompson is, he's a network marketing legend. Man's got 50 years in network marketing. his rule is the 80-15-5 rule. So, and basically what that is you need to find the desire level of your team members and support them at that level. Let them know you're available when they need you. 80% of your team is perfectly happy with the desire level of making $0 to $500 a month. Now, again, that's a desire level, it's not results. That's not actually making, that's their desire. They'd like to do that. 15% have a desire of $2,500 a month. And then 5%, the real go-getters, they have a desire level of 10,000 plus a month. And it doesn't mean that's what they're achieving. That's just their desire and what their work ethic is. So regardless of their desire level, you need to make every team member feel valued. All right, then Gareth McGrath came up. He was speaking next. He is in charge or runs the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. He also spoke at our conference in Dallas. I've had the pleasure of hearing him speak three different times now, three different functions. At the Higdon event, his wife, Sylvia, what an amazing woman. They both have great stories, but she actually took the time and she spent like 25 minutes talking to me because I've got a couple challenges, personal challenges going on that she took the time to talk to me. That was amazing. He's also a great friend of Mr. Kevin Young's. So really nice guy. But some of his little tidbits were, your environment will work harder on you than you will on your environment. Just think about that one. Your environment will work harder on you than you will on your environment. You can't.
What do you think that translates into? That if we're in a harsh environment, it's going to continue to be harsh. We have to work harder to get out of that.
Yeah. And yes. And also that, things around you, the environment around you is just going to pull at you, tug at, distract you. So you have to work harder to overcome the things around you and the distractions and everyday life to move ahead.
Yes.
Then you can't just believe it's possible. You have to believe it's possible for you. You will build your life up to your lowest limiting belief. You want to ad lib on that one, Kevin?
Isn't that amazing? So if we'll go back to your 80, the Larry Thompson rule, the 80-15-5. So many people in our industry have a limited belief that they cannot make money at this business or they can't make a lot of money at this business. And they settle in at that belief level. That is the maximum that they will hit. It's just that it just becomes that mindset. And when you've got a limiter, a governor, I don't know if you've ever felt a vehicle that's got a limiter or a governor on it. It will only go so fast. Go to Disney World or Disneyland and get in one of the go-karts, and you know they've got more juice in them than they're giving you. And yet they have, let's call it a limiting belief, that they can only go that fast.
Yep, absolutely. All right, next, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, there's no point. So you have to stop hiding behind your efforts. Accountability is closing the gap from what you intended to do and what you actually do. You have to have, you want to say something on that one?
No, I was just, wow.
Oh, you have to have an accountability system to truly grow. You can't do it by yourself. You have to be accountable. You need to have an accountability coach and not someone that will take it easy on you like my buddy David does. He's a good friend. He's too nice to me. He doesn't hold me accountable. You have to find somebody that's going to hold you to it. And then you have to do the right thing at the right time. A coach will help you realize your potential. You need to get outside of your comfort zone to grow. That's what I'm doing tonight, folks.
Congratulations.
He summed up the section with, if you want to fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. How true is that? Fight for your limitations.
It was in his second year of going broke enthusiastically. Art Napolitano and George, I can't think of George's last name, but those guys said, if you want the limitations, you want to fight with them, you can keep them. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. All right. Then Ray came back on, and these notes span over 3 days. So I just kind of ran them all together. You need to have a daily method of operation for your business. Some common mistakes people make are waiting till you feel like it, getting too fired up and going hard for 2 days, then just kind of dropping out. Having a, if it works by X, then I will. So in other words, if this thing works by the end of next month, man, then I'll hit it hard. I'll go strong at it. No, you got to go at it right away. You're going to run into discouragement, frustration. You're going to be overwhelmed. You know, those are things you can't let get you down. Here's a good one I like. And this kind of goes with what you started off, Kevin. Saying too much to too few people and hoping for big results. I like that one.
Yeah.
Not following up with people. It takes about 14 days for someone to decide or make a decision. One of his suggestions were set reachable weekly and monthly goals, big annual goals, and then huge 5+ year goals. Your daily method of operation will help you achieve your goals, and your goals will help your business succeed. Tell yourself, I'm going to keep showing up until blank happens. You make a rank, you got a bonus, whatever your goal is you want to accomplish, keep saying that until you accomplish it, and then set a new one. Or you can say, I'm going to keep showing up despite blank happening. You lost a customer or a team member. Again, whatever it is, you have to keep showing up. If you don't, it's probably not going to happen. Frustration is the gap of where you think you are versus where you actually are. Ray's big on posture, and his he's good for saying posture. Don't be attached to the outcome of what people say or think. Just do what you need to do for your business. And then if you can only do one thing a week, let it be goal setting. You can build from there. Without goals, you don't have a starting point. Awareness of action without taking action, well, it gets you nothing. So start taking action. Then Angel Fletcher, she's pretty big in network marketing. I don't know what company she's with, but she comes on and she says, when you're talking to someone, look at it as if you're interviewing them to work with them later. So if you want someone to join your team or get started with you, as you're talking to them, make it kind of like an interview, you know, to yourself, of course, because if you're having a difficult time talking to them, you may not want to work with them. You know, they may consume too much of your time. And there's a few on here that can relate to that. You need to focus on the person and listen on a person, not the interview person. New phrase. You need to focus on the person and listen. Make your conversation all about them, not you. Relate to them or something they say. People want to feel heard. So listen, and then you can talk about how you can help them based upon something you heard them say in the conversation. Again, it's about them. And then she says, it's hard to sell a dream when you look like a nightmare.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
I think what she meant was have your act together. You know, this is a profession. We are professional. So be professional when you're talking to people and working with people or trying to get customers or getting someone to join your team, be on your team. So control your controllable. You can't control whether people say yes or no. So just do your thing. If it's yes, move forward. If it's no, put them on the list for a callback. Move on. Gareth came back on and said, if you don't remember where you came from, you're on your way back. And I like that saying, but it's not resonating with me, the true meaning of it. So, Kevin, since you know him so well, if you want to elaborate on that one.
Well, I'd have to. It'd take me too long.
All right. Well, y'all ponder that thought. Yeah. If you don't remember where you came from, you're on your way back. So, all right. Then Ray called up some of his rising star. He had a rising star panel. Is some of the rank makers that are making a little progress. So some of their little tidbits. You are the best investment. So invest in yourself. I like this next one. You either do this business out of inspiration or desperation. You pick. No matter what, don't give up or quit. You can always find a way. That tip was given from a young lady that was not too long ago, homeless with two kids, baby daddy in jail, on drugs, no food, no money. And then she was invited to a home meeting. I'm sure it was to fill a seat. But she went, and then she was inspired by what she heard. And then she found a way to get the money to join that business. She sold what little possessions she had left to get the money to join that business. So no matter what, she didn't quit. She just got started not too long ago. And as of the event, she was making over $1,000 a month and was getting her life together.
No, good for her.
Yeah. Her story and her words was very inspiring. And in fact, it might have brought a tear or two. The point of it is no matter how bad you think things are, if you truly want something, you can find a way to make it happen. So the panel was asked for one inspiring tip from each. One of the guys, just do it. Take action. You just have to do it. Get over your fear and do it. It will never change otherwise. I think its point was just do it. Get out there and start doing it. That coming from me is kind of hypocritical. But anyway, some of these things really hit home with me. So it was a great weekend. There is no missing piece you need or don't have to be successful. We already have what we need. Give as many people as you can the choice or the opportunity to say yes or no. That's all you can do. Talk to people, give them a choice. Be aware of your thoughts so they don't hold you back. Take action. All right, and then Ray came back on. We're almost done, people, I promise. Ray came back on and some more of his little tidbits. It is easier to make a hungry person smart than a smart person hungry. If you're not prospecting, when will you start caring about making an impact more than your self-image? That one hit a few people. On the days you want to quit, remember two things. Why you started, and then remember the alternative. The alternative is working 9 to 5 or midnights or whatever. You know, we have the freedom to do what we want when we want it, and the luxury to live the life the way you want to live it. So that, you know, think about the alternative. If you want fast growth, make decisions before you're ready, get uncomfortable, and then get coaching. He says that's his secret weapon. Get coaching, coming from the coach. I don't remember what the point about this one was, but I like the humor in it. He said, if you put the government in charge of the desert, there would be a sand shortage in 5 years. I have no idea what that relates to, but I just – it's so
– gave you a chuckle.
Yeah, it's spot on. All right. More time won't get you more. It's how you use the time you have. You can only help people so much before you need to have them start to figure things out on their own, or you need to quit doing things for them. When you care enough to talk to people and not care about how you look. So that one's kind of hits me a little bit too. This next one's really, quit using your struggles for excuses. Man, I do that all the time. I truly do have struggles, but there's no excuse. If I quit using the struggles as an excuse and do the work, then maybe some of my struggles will go away, huh?
Yeah. We have time for one more, young fella.
Okay. I'll jump up to raise closing stuff. There's three little things. You have to visualize the things you want to happen. You have to do the work whether you want to or not. And then finally, celebrate your wins, no matter how big or small, and stop or quit beating yourself up. That's it.
That's outstanding. Well, it sounds like it was well worth the visit and well worth the effort that you put into it. Now, to go back to the awareness without action creates nothing. So I just invite each one of us to do something, whatever moved us, whatever touched our heart in Joe's sharing. I would invite each one of us to take action on that. So thank you, Joe. Folks, key yourselves up. You never know when a call might come your way or a text that invites you to come play. And Joe, I appreciate you being willing to share and step out of that comfort zone.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, Kevin. Thank you.
Outstanding. Okay, kids, I'm not sure who I've got on the line from far north, but let's just look here for a second. And just want to give an update real quick on upcoming event, and that is – hello. Come on, machine. That is – happening in a little place called Alberta, Canada, and will be hosted by Melissa Dempster and her team. And if Melissa's online, if you want to give us some information about that, it'd be great. Appreciate that. Well, you see on the screen, it's Team Building Extravaganza on October the 19th. That's a Friday. You can go to Gemini Gems and look at events there. You will see the events I'm speaking of. Hold on just a second. And then also the next day on the 20th, there will be a Super Saturday for everyone that is in attendance, and love to see you there. So we'll have more information coming forth. We've got about 60 days to go for that, and excited to have their second Super Saturday this year. So the next thing I'd like to do real quick, if I can, is, let me find Mr. Tuck and get you to give us a update on just an overview on things, how everything went with this weekend.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I think this weekend went excellent. We had a great meeting, I thought. I thought everything went wonderful at Prissy's house Friday night. Had a lot of fun. You, of course, you was always phenomenal, as you always are. I mean, you know, it was really neat because it was 4 hours that went by too fast. We didn't even realize it was time was up, and that's when you have a good meeting. We learned a lot from Susanna and all the speakers, Joe, and Melinda done great with the products. And, I mean, Marianne, of course, done great. I'm trying to think of all the speakers. And it was a really great job. I thought it went wonderful. I think we need to have more of them. And, you know, we get some people qualified on this trip, and that's going to be super exciting too. So another thing I want to say is what a great job, Joe. You've come a long way, buddy. We've been doing this for years, and I'm glad to see you getting there. But anyway, I think we had a wonderful time, and we're going to start doing some trainings on some of the social networks, or social media, I should say. I think there's a lot there to be that we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
I agree. Well, thank you. It was a delightful time. The food was as good as anything I would have paid for, and then some, and plenty. It was plentiful. So thank you very much. Thanks to you, your beautiful bride. Okay, I do want to take just a minute and talk about, we got 10 weeks to qualify for the Do More incentive. And guess what, folks? This week we've added some new people. And so, little drum roll, please. Congratulations to Colette Zawatsky for attaining the trip for one. So far, she is on the beach, as I'd say. Not sure why I jumped forward so quickly, but how about the next would be Miss Prissy Simmons. She is on the beach. Brad's going to have to get his sneakers on to keep up with her. You heard her at the top of the call, Miss Samantha Colvin. She is on the beach and on her way to bring in a guest as well. So congratulations. And then you know about those that have already, but let's give them one more round of applause. Crystal Pets. We've got Kyle Chirpin. We have Susanna Wody. Eva Hood. Karen Woolheater. Laura Trenum, and guess what, folks? There are, ready for this, there are 9 people within quick striking distance of that. Mr. Trenum, you're at the top of that list, just below 4,000. So congratulations, maybe you'll go as well. Won't have to take the race car or your own boat down. That's going to be really exciting. So that's exciting, folks. Really excited for those of you that have qualified. The reason I put the 10 weeks up is because in that 10-week period of time, anything is possible. Many of you are a hustle hemp pack away, or maybe you're an action pack away, or an expo pack. Maybe it's just some more preferred customers, but any way you look at it, it is within striking distance. You know, you heard quite a few things this evening, and one of those is the accountability system. And if you don't have an accountability partner, somebody that you can call that will give it to you straight without the sugarcoating, and say, look, this is what we need. This is what you need to do. This is what you've been doing. This is what you need to stop doing. And then be willing to accept that, to take it on yourself and to own that without getting your feelings hurt. What an important thing it is as leaders to be able to recognize when chastisement or when correction is for our benefit. So Even the greatest people I've read about in life have had those moments of self-doubt, of worry, of concern, or had somebody come in and kick them right in the pants and get them headed in the right direction. You need some of that, what do they call that? You need a Dutch uncle. Well, I could be your Dutch uncle, and Prissy could be a Dutch aunt. How about that? So I want to thank each one of you for hanging in with us this evening. Went a little bit over, but I think the words of wisdom are well worth it. And hopefully you took good notes. I know I've got a couple of pages worth, so I've got some digestion to do here. And we'll see you kids on Thursday night with our Hustle Thursday. Everybody, God bless. Take care. Peace out. Mahalo. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao.
Great, guys.
Great job, Joe.
Great job, Joe. Great job, Kevin. Awesome call.
Great job, Joe. Way to go, Joe. Yay, Joe. How about that, Joe?
Good job.
Yay, Joe.
Took lots of notes.
Joe was awesome. More Joe.
Hey, Kevin.
I had one paragraph is all I didn't get in.
Well, you did good.
Great job.
Hey, get on Instant Messenger.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is Kurt. I just wanted to elaborate on one of Joe's statements is, you know, you can be a train wreck, just don't be the nightmare. And I mean, I'm living proof. And so I can say that, you know, recognizing people that are in need, it's everybody. Don't hold it to just who you think needs it. Open it up. Tell everybody.
Yep.
Thanks.
Good job. Thank you. All right, folks, go find some hungry people and make them smart. Peace.
All right.
Night.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Good night.